Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Guys, the full NFL schedule is released tonight at 8 Eastern on NFL Network and FS1, but we already have the Week 1 Fox games to share with you. Kick it off at 1 Eastern, the Eagles at the Falcons, and Vikings at Bengals, 49ers at Lions, and Seahawks at Colts. And then later in the day at 4:25 Eastern, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, traveling to New Orleans to take on the Saints. And the team Rodgers was, you know, rumored to possibly land on the Broncos, square off against the Giants. So, Shannon, what intrigues you the most about Fox's late afternoon Week 1 matchups?
Well, Skip, I'm upset that that some other network got our big game, the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, so I won't talk about that. That's what I really ticked off about, because that was going to be a blockbuster, and it should be on our network. So, Commissioner Goodell, I'm upset with you for taking that game. Shanks, you got to fight harder to make sure we get our good games. Skip, there are two games, the Green Bay-New Orleans, because I want to see what the Saints look like post-Drew Brees. Because we, Skip, for the last, decade plus, we've just penciled, hey, New Orleans going to the playoffs. Drew Brees, Sean Payton, they're going to be high-flying offense. Drew Brees is going to complete 70%+ of his passes. He's going to be somewhere 4,000, 5,000 yards. We just automatically assume that the Saints are a playoff-contending team. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they look like in the post-Drew Brees era. Also, Skip, I'm looking at the Eagles and Philly. Eagle and the Falcons, because I want to see what Kyle Pitts looks like in this Falcon offense if Julio is still there with Calvin Ridley. And I want to see Jalen Hurts, see what he looks like, because they're giving him some more weapons, Skip, and I want to see how he matures. I want to see what he's going to look like. But another game, Skip, that's going to be I'm looking at is Seattle and Indy, because I want to see what Carson Wentz. He's reunited with the guy that he had his best statistical season. On the Frank Wright. He has a better offensive line. Skip that. They just signed Eric Fisher. They got an outstanding offensive line. They can run the football, and they got weapons. So I want to see how he bounced back, both mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically. Because he was beaten down. His team beat him down. The opposing defenses beat him down. And the fans and even the organization beat him down. So I want to see, Skip, how he bounces back against the Seahawks. But I'm anxious to see Green Bay. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be there, Skip? What does New Orleans look like post-Drew Brees?
So I'm going to focus on just the two late afternoon games on Fox. And it is a beautiful thing that you just point out, because our bets are covered, because I'm pretty sure that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the starting Packers quarterback on that opening day. And yet, if he manages to wind up in Denver, we're good, because we've got Denver at Giants, right?
At the Giants,
so,
correct.
Either way. And by the way, I hope Denver just beats the stuffing out of those sorry Giants on opening day, because going to win the NFC East, as in my Dallas Cowboys.
Don't root for the Broncos now. You're not a Bronco fan. Don't root. You got an ulterior motive.
For one game and one game only, but I do not love your chances with Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater. But speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, it is interesting to me, if you remember a couple of years back.
I do.
The Saints had to go with Teddy Bridgewater, and they went. They were pretty good. They beat my Cowboys 12-10, if you recall, on a Sunday night at New Orleans. But Teddy was really good. They went up and shocked Seattle. Remember, Teddy had a big game. Teddy is a very good National Football League quarterback. He did make a Pro Bowl for Jenny's Vikings once upon a time. Got them in position to win a playoff game at home, and it was the Blair Witch Project, as you recall, that cost you that game. But Teddy can play. I just don't know what your ceiling is. It's still not that high, and I don't love your chances, which is why you've been in the Aaron Rodgers Derby from the start.
His ceiling is the ceiling in a basement. And you know that's not very high.
No, it's not. But it's better than a basement ceiling. It might be your living room ceiling in a three-story house. But
No.
So here's the point. I don't know how he pulled this off, but your man, Aaron Bleepin' Rodgers, has managed to turn himself back into the biggest gate attraction in pro football. He is the marquee man. He is beyond Tom Brady. I believe even more than Patrick Mahomes right now, the epicenter of the NFL universe revolves around Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how he did it, but my hat is off. I'm in awe of how he deflected all the offseason blame and turned himself back into a sympathetic figure who I think is soon to be getting the biggest contract in NFL history, beyond Dak, beyond Mahomes. And he did so coming off yet another collapse in yet another NFC Championship game, this one at home, to fall to 1-4 in NFC Championship games, 9 touchdowns to 8 interceptions in those games. And not only did he stink it up, but he lost the game with that sequence, if we could see it again one more time. First and goal at the
end,
2 minutes left. And wild high. And then this is to Devontae. That was to Lazard. This is to Devontae. Wild high. And then this is the play of the year for the Green Bay Packers. He's got it. All he has to do is keep running to the goal line. And I don't know, they probably win the game. Instead, he throws across his body to a double-covered Devontae at the goal line who's just suffocated and has no chance of catching the football. And off that, he somehow turns himself back into a sympathetic figure who's being pushed out by Packers management.
He was.
And now he's campaigning to be the permanent host on Jeopardy?
Yep.
Are you kidding? And I think he put that one contestant up to, remember, it was the first night he was the guest host.
Yeah.
And the contestant in Final Jeopardy wrote his answer to the question was something about whose fault was it why they kicked the field goal. Well,
whose
idea was it? Well, it was his fault. It was Aaron's fault. So that was the real answer. But Aaron made it like, oh, thank you very much for that question, because that is the question, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop
I would like
it.
To know also.
No, this, you're the this, question mark, and yet you somehow won. You somehow used all of your media sources, all of your ex-player sources to back the Packers into the corner that they had to drop down and genuflect and kiss your feet and give you this contract to welcome you back and apologize to you and go forward for the next, 3 years with Aaron Rodgers as the Packers quarterback.
We're about to get an extension. 4 years, $200 million, baby. First $50 million man. 4 years, $200 million.
Okay.
That's what Aaron Rodgers is about to get.
And I won't be surprised if he wins back-to-back MVPs and they lose to Brady again in the NFC Championship.
Not happening. Skip, look. You keep bringing it up. We know Aaron did not get the job done in the NFC Championship game. And I'm not looking back at the film. And I said it at the time. I tweeted at the time. Aaron should have stepped through and raised JPP and Ndamukong Suh to the pylon. If they catch you, they catch you. But I'm going to make it a foot race. Now, Skip, they would have needed to get the touchdown and the two-point conversion to tie it. And I believe they're going for it. You're not going to chance it and lose the game 31-30. So I'm going for the two to get the tie. But, like you said, the coach decided that, hey, we had 3 cracks at it, and we didn't come close from the 8. I'm taking the field goal. Hopefully our defense can hold. I wouldn't have had as much confidence in the defense as he had given that moment. But I do believe Aaron did not play as well as he needed to play, especially in that moment. Sometimes, Skip, it's not about the game in its entirety. It's about moments in the game. Tom Brady has been able to be the best in moments. He might not always play the best for the entirety of the game, but he's figured it out. If I can be great in this moment or for this time, this length of time, I still have a chance to win. And he's done that better than anybody. So, and Aaron had an opportunity to be great in a moment, and he wasn't.
So you're saying that Tom Brady is actually Tebow-esque, right? Big moments.
First of all, Tom Brady was better than Tebow as a true rookie. You know that. I know that. See, can we not mention Tebow? See, you tell me anytime I mention Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers with Tom Brady, you say it's blasphemous.
It is.
But you just talking about Tebow and Tom Brady.
Okay, we got Tebow in, we got Tom in, we got Aaron Rodgers in. Shannon, you're going to like this. You know, Rodgers has won his last six openers. So, you know, he starts well, and that does matter. Don't forget, guys, you can catch the entire NFL schedule release show at 8 Eastern on NFL Network and also right here on FS1.
No mercy.
The Buccaneers will face the Cowboys week one, and we'll know Tampa's full schedule tonight at 8 Eastern on NFL Network and FS1. But we do already know their strength of schedule based on opponents they will face. Tom Brady's team comes in with the fourth easiest schedule based on opponents' winning percentage from last season, trailing only the Eagles, Cowboys, and Falcons with easier ones. So, Shannon, can you see 17-0 for Brady and the Bucs?
No, I see 1-0 for certain. I got all the do you want. They got 1-0 for certain. They wanted to make sure. What they try to do sometimes, Jen, is that opening night, they want to make sure you're going to drop the banner. You won the Super Bowl. You know, you drop the banner. You want to make sure you get a cream puff.
Yeah.
And that's what the NFL did. They gave a cream puff in the Cowboys. What a, start your season again, Skip. That's how you started last year. Remember? 0-for. Oh, why y'all keep starting 0-for-1 in the hole? Now, the strength of schedule, they're playing the NFC East. I mean, look at the Cowboys, the Bears, the Falcons, the Panthers, Washington. Come on, man. The Jets. But they're not going 17-0. You know what? I'll say 13 and 4. Just looking at the schedule. Because, you know, Skip, we go through this every year. Teams that we think are going to be really good end up being like they're not as good as we think they're going to be. And some teams always pops up and rears their head and comes out of nowhere. So I'm going to say at best, I'll go 13-4.
Can you please show me four losses on this schedule, the fourth easiest schedule in the National Football League? Please show me four.
The Rams are going to beat them. The Patriots are going to beat them.
Patriots?
They'll split with the Falcons.
Split
and the Dolphins.
With the Falcons?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins are going to beat them. Could we please bet five cases of dew on that
right now?
That's at Tampa Bay or Tampa Bay.
I got the Buccaneers going 13-4.
Okay. I got.
You got them going what?
I got 20 cases of dew on Bucks over Dolphins, but that's a whole other story. Okay, I am ready right here, right now, to concede that my Dallas Cowboys are going to open with a big, bad L on the road at Tampa Bay. You got me. You're correct. I bet nothing on it. I will bet 100 cases of dew on Tom Brady in that game.
No, I'm sorry. I got the Bucks.
Well, you should have the Bucs because they got you all of last year. They won me hundreds of cases of Diet Dew, and they probably will again. Because I got to tell you, I'm looking down this schedule, and I don't think 20-0 is out of the question. I'm talking about 20-0 with three playoff wins on top of these 17 games. Because I'm looking at the home games, Cowboys, Giants, Bills. Bills could be tough, but at home, Dolphins, as I just talked about, and Bears. I don't know, marginally
tough. Oh, yeah, I forgot the Bills. Oh, I changed it. I changed it. Yeah, Bills. y'all okay. Going to lose to the Bills. Yeah, y'all
glad
lose to the
Bills. I helped you there. Then on the road, Eagles, really? Washington? Well, they already went there and won a playoff game handily. Patriots, you really think Tom Brady is going to lose at Foxborough? Could we please already bet. I'll do 10 cases on Brady at Foxborough.
Five?
Okay, five. I'll let you off the hook with five on that game.
I want five. Hold on, Skip. I want five on the Patriots, and I want two on Indy. Indy going to get y'all two.
Done. Thank you. Okay, you have to, they go to Indy.
Yep.
I'll give you the Rams. That might be their toughest game on the road. They also get to go to the Jets on the road.
Well, I ain't talking about the Jets, no.
But do you realize, do you have any concept of what Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. is going to do to my Cowboy defense on opening night?
I do know.
Micah Parsons, love him. Great athlete. He's going to be running around like chicken with head cut off at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He's going to have a welcome to the NFL baptism at the hands of the almighty Tom Brady. Just watch.
You know what, Skip Bayless? For the first time, I'm going to be able to sit down and enjoy, I might even have me a beer, and enjoy watch Tom Brady put butts in your Cowboy. Mm. I get to root for the first time in my life. I root for Tom Brady. Let's go, Tom. Let's go, Tom. Beat
Happy
the brakes off the Cowboys.
Congratulations. You get to enjoy Tom Brady for one night and one night only against my Cowboys. Now, back to this schedule. If you look hard at this, you say, wait a second, the Bucs brought everybody back, much to your chagrin and shock, because you thought four or five of the players would bolt for more money. But they didn't.
Yes.
Everybody came back. They even added a player here. They are much stronger to me than they were a year ago, because what did Tom say leading up to this past Super Bowl? He said, we will be better next year. Well, obviously, they're going to be better just on repetition, just on continuity, just on knowing each other. And they don't have to prepare through the heart of the pandemic as they did last year with
Correct.
No preseason games and very much, mostly virtual workouts, throwing to each other in a park until they got run out of the park because they're violating pandemic protocol.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, so now game one, they're going to be much more prepared to win game one against my Cowboys. Then we'll see how the rest of the schedule plays out.
Get the piece on them.
Hey, you don't think they can sweep the division? They beat Drew Brees at New Orleans in a playoff game. You don't think they can beat Jameis or Taysom?
I ain't worried about Jameis. I want them to put a 50-piece on you with no napkins. I want them to make a mess. No napkins. 50-piece on the Cowboys, Tom. Do this one for me.
He will. No, he will.
I
already told you. I'm disqualified. I'm out. I can see. it was like a gift from above to Tom Brady, but so is the schedule because remember, the Bucs don't have to face Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes or Lamar
right.
or Russell Wilson or Baker or Kyler. But they don't face any of those teams.
We believe, but you do believe, like, the Giants will be much better this year than they were last year. The defense got better. You believe the Giants, with the weapons that they added offensively, the question is Daniel Jones going to be better?
No.
The Bills are going to be better. Dolphins will be better. The Bears, is it going to be Justin Fields? Does he start by the time they play Tampa? That'll be very interesting. But Indy, the Rams, the Patriots. Oh, and you know Fitzmagic got y'all number. Fitzmagic, the one guy Tom Brady don't want to see is Fitzmagic. You know what Fitzmagic do to you every time.
Okay,
it doesn't matter where he's at.
You have them losing five games. I'll bet you five more cases they don't lose five games. Want to bet?
Can you take it right now?
No, I got four. I might be off on who they lose to, but they're losing four games.
Okay, we got time.
No mercy.
Well, get ready for the biggest season ever with the release of the 2021 NFL schedule tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and NFL Network. Don't miss the first look at the entire 17-game regular season. Plus, starting tonight, fans can purchase single-game tickets at NFL.com/tickets. Oh, we're going to have fans in the stands, and we are ready to play some football. Well, we already know who's playing week one on Fox. In the early window of games, the Eagles are at the Falcons, my Vikings at the Bengals. The 49ers are at the Lions and Russell Wilson, and the Seahawks face off against Carson Wentz and the Colts. So, Skip, I start with you here. Which of the four early games intrigues you the most?
Shannon Sharp, my
yes.
eyes immediately fixated on San Francisco at Detroit. I will say it again.
Okay.
I will not at all be surprised if very young Trey Lance is the opening day starter on the road for your man, Kyle Shanahan.
Okay.
I will say it again. I still believe that Trey Lance, who just turned 21 years of age, is the readiest to start of all the rookie quarterbacks because they heap so much responsibility on him in the 1 year that he did start at North Dakota State. He set his own protections. He called all of his own audibles. They ran a very complex pro-style offense that they marveled at how he just commanded it. I believe that's what won over Kyle Shanahan. He is a film junkie. He is mature beyond his 21 years. They spent 2 first-round picks in the future to go all the way up to number 3 to take either Mac Jones or Trey Lance, and they fell hard for Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. I know they still have Jimmy G, or at least they do as we speak, but I say throw him into the fire because he can handle the heat. I still say I want to see Trey Lance on opening Sunday on Fox, live national TV, or at least regional TV, at Detroit. And I believe Trey Lance could win that game for San Francisco.
Skip, for me, I'm still looking at Atlanta and the Eagles because I'm interested to see Kyle Pitts in this offense with Julio and Ridley, and how does Arthur Smith offense work in Atlanta, Skip? Because minus now, he's going to be reminders King Henry. He's not going to be able to run the ball because we know Arthur Smith offense is really reliant on play action. Well, it's kind of hard to play action, Skip, when you can't run the football. We know when they used to fake that ball in the belly of Derrick Henry, those linebackers and those safeties come screaming downhill because you didn't want that big guy to get ahead of steam. Can you still run a similar style offense when you don't have the running game like he had? So I'm interested to see how this offense worked. And I'm even in year 2, Jalen Hurts, he has weapons. Devontae Smith, he has Jalen Reagor back for a second year. I'm anxious to see how much he's improved, Jalen Hurts, from year 1 to year 2. Because, Skip, they could have taken a quarterback here, but they said, no, we believe in this young man, and it shows that they have some level of confidence that he can get the job done. And then Seattle Indy, Skip, Carson Wentz. It's either now or never. If you can't survive, if you can't thrive in this offense with that offensive line, with that running game, playing behind that defense, with those pass catchers you got, bruh, you might need to pull a Tebow. You might need to switch positions. Because, Skip, he won't have it any better than what he got it right there in Indy.
Okay. I'll take Russell for 2 cases right now on the road at Indy.
All right. Deal.
Deal?
Deal.
Thank you.
Your
man Carson Wentz is going to have a long, hard year getting
walking to
Indy.
His name is walking to him for a reason, and you're going to see why.
Wentz.
Okay. Well, Seattle has made the playoffs in 8 of the 9 years since Russell Wilson was drafted. So, you know, they're starting out. They're doing something right there. Don't forget to tune into the entire 2021 NFL schedule release show at 8 Eastern on NFL Network and FS1. And starting at 8 Eastern tonight, single game tickets go on sale at NFL.com/tickets. And, of course, we will react to the full schedule tomorrow. No mercy.